My name is Sam Walters, and I'm here with Preston Allman and Shem Blackley. Today, we will be talking about Arthur Huxley's Brave New World and how we can relate it to history. In this novel, Huxley compares this dystopian society indirectly with communist-controlled countries and the wild parting ways of the Roaring Twenties.
Brave New World was written in 1932. Huxley saw this previous decade in the Roaring Twenties as a time period for an increase in sexual promiscuity and drug and alcohol use. During the 20s, drug use was on a rise and social settings started becoming more risque and loose. Huxley wrote about how the 20s were the start of a new set of morals for society, where casual sex and recreational drug use were becoming more common. Women were less strict with self-values in their clothing style and their public image of smoking and drinking, hence the flappers. In the book, Huxley uses sex and drugs to bring characters artificial happiness and compare the book to the general society in the 1920s. In the book, women are open to casual sex and popping soma, a loose and moralist society is compared. Huxley saw these problems in the 20s and saw that they would become worse in the future. He wrote this book based off the problems present in that society, and he used this book to show what could happen.
In relation to the 1920s and 1930s, when communism was brewing, Brave New World portrays a society in which the citizens were forced into equality through genetic engineering and genetic conditioning. They were told what job they were to always do and what social level they will always live in. Just like in a capitalistic, communistic society, the people are forced to be the same and spend money and live life all in the same way. In Brave New World, the people are given equal amounts of money to spend money in the exact same way that the government designs. Brave New World shows a sugar-coated form of communism. Huxley formed a link from communism that he saw rising in the way that the government and the new world of dystopian society was set up. The society in the book compares to the communism of the time.
Brave New World had a tie to the decades in which it was written in, and it shows some of the issues and concerns of the future. I'm Sam Walters. Thanks for joining me and Shem Blackley and Preston Allman. Thank you for joining us here and listening to our podcast on how we related Brave New World with history. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.